This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. And I want to thank Jason for engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And I purposely asked Vince if I could interview Dr. Sheely because of this. The COVID questions, the COVID agenda, the COVID 1984, everything. And Dr. Sheely, I appreciate you being here. It really is an honor to interview you. It's an honor to hear your experience, your know-how, your knowledge, your integrity, your honor and patriotism to the American people. I know the audience really appreciates you dramatically for practicing what you preach, and I just wanted to mention that to you before I start drilling you with questions. So how are you today, sir?
I'm great, thank you. Blessings and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. Well, don't you know that's politically incorrect, Dr. Sheely? You must be a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant volunteer.
All of the above and more.
That's right. Well, Dr. Sheely, again, it's such an honor to pick your brain because you don't just have a medical degree. You're not just a physician and a diagnostician, but you've been practicing this for years. Can you tell the audience how many years you've been a practicing physician, please?
64 and a half.
Wow. Folks, if that's not it, if you're not impressed, you're just better off hanging up the phone right now or shutting off your computer. That's longer than I've been alive, and wow, that's pretty doggone impressive, Dr. Sheely. I'm going to just start drilling you with questions, especially with this plandemic that we all know is out there. You know, the deadly plandemic that Bill Gates on video called for vaccination passports, which he publicly denied, even though it's on video, where he admits mRNA vaccines are experimental and will change your DNA forever, with a deadly pandemic that's got a recovery rate of 99.7%, and that is including comorbidities. Now, we know this virus was grown in the lab. We know there's a huge agenda behind it, and I've spent a lot of time on that. But let's make bathrooms okay for transgenders and identifying whatever sex you want. Now, there's a lot of evidence that the powers that be want to have resuscitation facilities at these vaccine centers because they are challenging their own safety and efficacy. There's evidence that reprograms your cells, compromises your immune system, and even proponents of this have called it a bioweapon when they thought the microphone was off. And we all know that there's a vaccine injury compensation program that's already paid out almost $5 billion off the books to vaccine injuries, which are basically secret courts. So I'm going to start with this question, Dr. Sheely, and I want you to verify if there's any validity in this. I read that the vaccine contains what's called MRC, Mary Richard Cat Dash 5, which are basically aborted fetal cells. And most of these vaccines, if not all, from my research, do. And if we ask as a layperson, the diagnostician, is there a possibility of iatrogenic reactions, which most do, which are basically adverse reactions to multiple compounds, and the doctor or the diagnostician who wants to give you this vaccine, even though you want to opt out, you can still refuse because doctors have sworn a Hippocratic oath not to harm you, so you can legally decline the drug. Now, the Nuremberg Charter regarding informed consent on anything experimental, and the Hippocratic Oath together, being a practicing physician, can you talk about the Hippocratic Oath, the Nuremberg Charter, the MRC-5, and what rights do the people have if they feel that they actually feel that it's their body and their choice, Dr. Shealy?
Well, obviously, the correct answer is they can refuse on the grounds that they don't want it, period, end of report. On the other hand, the law being what it is these days, that may not work for everybody. I've often been saying since this all started to be talked about, I'd rather they shoot me with a bullet than with the vaccine. I personally do not trust it. Under no circumstance am I likely to trust it anywhere within the next 5 years. In fact, it has not been tested long enough, in my opinion, to even be on the market, let alone be used in general ways. So the Hippocratic Oath says the number one responsibility of a physician is to do no harm. Well, you know, the interesting thing about that is, in the hospital, 21% of all people hospitalized have some kind of adverse reaction, not related to disease, something goes wrong. That's a pretty high percentage of bad news just from being in the hospital. In July 2000, the JAMA reported the number three cause of death in this country is the medical system. It's listed after cancer and stroke and heart attack. And it is a complication of drugs at the top of the list and surgery and infections and other complications. Not talked about very often. Interesting, a book came out within a year or so of that called Death by Medicine by Gary Null and a few other people, and they claim that the actual death rate of the medical system is three times what was reported in the July 2000 JAMA article, that people are dying of complications of the treatment, but they're being signed out as dying from the disease. The same has been true since the beginning of this, what I call fake-ademic, pseudo-ademic, fraud-ademic, etc. I do not believe that this virus is any worse than the average flu. That's at the top of my list. Number two, even the CDC 1 week admitted that less than 10% of the deaths that were being reported were really from the virus, but were from the primary disease. And that's true in every epidemic, in every flu year. People with any other disease, from diabetes to hypertension, heart disease, whatever, Alzheimer's, all die with any additional stress can die. So I don't trust a single statistic that has come out because every single one that's been reported has been contradicted by someone sooner or later. I'll get off my box.
Dr. Shealy, trust me, I'm speaking for the whole audience here. I love for you to get on your box because you're speaking from experience, you're speaking from knowledge, you're speaking from qualifications, and we really appreciate it. And Dr. Shealy, if you could just verify to the audience that I'm not throwing purposeful softball questions at you, that we didn't talk the night before, that we didn't exchange emails, that I am literally giving you what I consider to be valid questions, expecting valid answers, correct?
Oh, yes. I didn't know until I called in this morning that Vince wasn't going to be here. So.
Well, I kind of threatened him a little bit. You know, I told him if he didn't let me interview you today with all these COVID-19 84 questions, that I was going to start singing 1970s disco songs, and he just gave in right there. So, I did threaten him, but, you know, we got it pulled off. So, Dr. Shealy, with what you just said, could I sum it up in a very short statement saying that in every way, the cure is worse than the problem when you look at side effects, lockdowns, contraindications, adverse events, poverty, unit of measures of despair? I mean, my gosh, you know, I'm not a fan, and anybody who does any reading or research is not a fan of the CDC or the FDA. In fact, we even made jokes when we used to work for Big Pharma that they don't care about the cure. They care about managing symptoms for profit. And everybody who worked for Big Pharma back in the day knew that the AMA, the FDA, and the CDC was owned, and I use that word in quotes, by Big Pharma. And CDC even admits that we, in just 2020 alone, we've had 81,000 deaths from drug overdoses, never mind, you know, the suicides, all the units of measure of despair. I mean, in San Francisco alone, overdose deaths have far outpaced so-called COVID. Your comments, Dr. Shealy.
Absolutely true. No question about it. We have finished an experiment this year. We started it in the previous year, and in the first 6 months, we were able to regenerate the telomeres by 8%. That is absolutely the most striking thing we've ever been able to do. Telomeres shrink 1% every year of life under healthy situations. And I've been able to regenerate them 3.5% with a number of techniques, but 8%. So then we happened to start another project for 6 months right at the beginning of the stupidemic. And the average person lost 1% or 2% instead of gaining anything. In other words, they lost twice the annual rate in 6 months, and it's all because of the stupidemic. People are frightened beyond belief, and for good reason, and of course, being put out of work, financially and otherwise, and the restrictions that put on people, people are panicked. It is not an epidemic, it's a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And when you have, again, any unit of measure of despair, which panic is in there, it reduces people's immune system, correct?
Absolutely. The anxiety is really the number one cause of all illness. It is a minor to major component of everything. It leads to depression. It leads to pain. It leads to heart disease. It leads to diabetes. It leads to everything.
Mm-hmm. You know, you heard, I'm sure you heard or read about, and maybe you didn't because you're so busy with your practice and your radio shows. You have your own radio show as well. And Dr. Shealy, remind people of your radio show and your website, if you don't mind, real quickly.
KICK, 1340 a.m., Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Central Time.
Awesome. Well, everybody, we'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the break. We really appreciate you being here, and you'll get some good information today.
Powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. We appreciate you being here in America and those of you listening around the world. And this is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And I am interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, before the last break, you talked about, you used the word trust. Now you have, we talked about the MRC-5, which is aborted fetal cells in these vaccines. Even the Vatican, which is hardly considered moral and ethical these days, even said it was unethical. I just read that story this morning. We have all these vaccine injury compensation programs that are hidden. We have preservative adjuvant stabilizers in these vaccines. We have inactivating ingredients like formaldehyde. We have antibiotics like neomycin. You know, when I worked for Big Pharma, everybody was very concerned about creating a bacterial Frankenstein because back in the 80s and the 90s, when I started working, you went in for a runny nose and the physician would write you a script for some type of antibiotic. Sometimes, you know, a second-generation cephalosporin, sometimes a Cipro that basically destroys the normal flora in your body. You know, I've correlated processed foods with processed synthetic drugs several times over the years. And I'm just wondering what your opinion is of what, I just mentioned, especially regarding trust, because we're living living in an era now where treason, sedition, and espionage and racketeering, especially by today's judges, lawyers, and courts, and of course I make an analogy to election fraud, is now like going to a store and buying a product. When we live in an era where it's 100% probability that President Trump won in a landslide, we're supposed to believe that a vaccine that's 90%+ effective with virus mutations going on, where 99.7% recovery rate by the proponents of the vaccine publicly, who are calling, like Bill Gates, calling for depopulation, and we see a political ideology for sale regarding science, math, medicine, politics, the whole works, when today's job description should be for everything in these institutions are, the first question should be on your interview, are you willing to use your job title to sell the narrative, to sell out the people for money? And I was wondering if you could comment on what I just said, Dr. Shilley.
Well, I don't call it the pharmacomafia instead of Big Pharma for nothing. I have called it the pharmacomafia for over 20 years. I think they are part of the evil empire.
Now, regarding some of these like preservative adjuvants, stabilizers, you know, some of these things that create the processed synthetic drug in the vaccine, like monosodium glutamate, sucrose, human serum albumin, alcohol, yellow dye number 6, aluminum lake dye, aluminum hydroxide, sodium chloride, formaldehyde, glycerin, potassium phosphate, ammonium citrate, lactose, polysorbate 80, yeast proteins, bovine serum albumin. And then they have the audacity, Dr. Shilley, to create legislation where they demand no liability immunity. And in fact, I have an article in front of me here that says you can't use Pfizer or Moderna if you have a severe vaccine side effects, the government won't compensate you. And they make it very clear that you can't even sue these people. So they're asking for liability immunity with very questionable efficacy and safety rates, where they have hidden vaccine compensation programs. But yet, I have an article here that says, man just sued his parents, 42 years old, living in the basement because they destroyed his porn collection. After this break, Dr. Shilley, I want to hear your comment. I'm not making this up, I promise. Published articles in the public domain, Dr. Shilley. We'll be right back, everybody.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A new strain of COVID-19 is being reported in the United Kingdom. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says it does not hinder the coronavirus vaccines combating the virus.
People to know that viruses mutate all the time, and that does not mean that this virus is any more dangerous. We don't even know if it's really more contagious yet or not, or if it just happened to be a strain that was involved in a super spreader event. Right now, we have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people, or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
Italy, Austria, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, and Belgium have announced plans to restrict travel from the UK. A coronavirus relief deal was reached in Congress Sunday. The House and Senate were expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. It contains temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefits and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The fight against COVID-19 gained strength Monday as the second vaccine by Moderna starts distributing nearly 6 million doses. Not to be outdone, Johnson & Johnson is poised to become the third vaccine. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase on Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine begin to be delivered across the country. And soon, a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekerar of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we are very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
SC Johnson is a separate privately held company and has never had any family or business connections with Johnson & Johnson. SC Johnson does not manufacture or sell pharmaceutical products. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelly, broadcasting from the Northern Rockies in Montana, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, before the break, I mentioned some of the fillers, if you will, the preservatives, the stabilizers that we talked about, MRC5, which is aborted fetal tissues in the vaccines. We talked about, I mentioned polysorbate 80, human serum, albumin. What is your opinion of these so-called processed synthetic fillers that I am calling in these vaccines regarding safety and efficacy, especially when they have a vaccine injury compensation program that they've already paid out billions of dollars in behind closed doors. Dr. Shealy.
Poison. Is that an adequate answer? You know, I don't like it. They're all dangerous. But I want to point out that among the most ignored is aluminum. There is not one known good use of aluminum in the human body. And it is in, it's been in many of the vaccines for decades. And the cans, by the way, so-called cans, the cans in general are not lined with plastic at all. I have personally tested beer, Coca-Cola, and a whole bunch of other canned goods, and they are pure aluminum inside.
Yeah, very good point. I mean, even the CDC, a lot of so-called distinguished, credible, I'm using that in very heavy air quotes right now, institutions even admit that mercury, MSG, formaldehyde, aluminum, a lot of potent neurotoxic chemicals or heavy metals are in these so-called vaccines, these so-called flu vaccines, which is a huge immune suppressant as we know it. Now, especially with these nanotechnologies and heavy metals, you getting close to 5G electromagnetic radiation, you're like a human walking antenna, which is quite disturbing. Do you have any information on that or a comment, Dr. Shealy?
Well, all I know is, in my opinion, aluminum is poison. It can cause Alzheimer's disease and every other known neurologic. It can damage your immune system. It can kill you. And canned vegetables, by the way. Most canned vegetables are really aluminum. I wouldn't buy anything in a can.
Very good point. Very good point. You know, I always tell people when they want to stock up on food, buy bulk. You could do that with pasta. You can do that with beans. You could do that with rice that never touched the inside of a can. And with very few dollars, you can easily have a year's worth of food just with those three items because they are pretty inexpensive and they will keep you alive. Now, Dr. Shealy, regarding some of these therapeutics, we all know that HCQ or hydroxychloroquine has been, the powers that be don't want the people to know about it, especially when you include vitamin D and zinc and maybe a Z-Pak with that. And there was a doctor by the name of Dr. Corey who was in a Senate hearing recently and was a very credible physician who talked about ivermectin. He says, you take it, you won't get sick. He says it's good as a prophylactic drug as well. He says it's proven in many trials and studies. It's antiviral, it's anti-inflammatory. So regarding HCQ and ivermectin, do you have any experience in those drugs, and what's your opinion on that, Dr. Shealy?
I have no experience whatsoever, and personally don't trust it. But if you take adequate D3 and adequate vitamin C and adequate B-complex, that is the best prophylactic in the world. And if you feel as if the flu is coming on of any kind or a cold, then you can triple dose the vitamin D3 for 3 days. I haven't had a viral infection in 15 years or more because I always take 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a week. And if I felt something coming on, maybe once a year, maybe I'll take 150,000 3 days in a row. It always knocks it out.
Can you please repeat for our listeners, Dr. Shealy, what you think is the best prophylactic treatment? And before you go, you mention that again, could you? There's a lot of question about efficacy and safety from just going to a Costco and buying Chinese so-called nutritional supplements or wherever they come from being not as efficacious or safe as they once were. Could you comment on that and please repeat your prophylactic treatment for the people one more time, please?
Well, yes, at the top of my list, of course, if it comes from China, I don't trust it. The only good thing Chinese have ever created is acupuncture and fireworks. Now, beyond that, I personally, if you weigh 140 pounds or more, you should take 50,000 units of D3 once a week. If you weigh under 140 pounds, take it 3 times a month, so the 1st, the 10th, and the 20th of every month. Now, with that, ideally you take 2 grams of vitamin C a day. But when you take extra vitamin C, you also need extra B-complex. And that means at least 25 milligrams of B1, B2, B3, B6, etc. That is the basic for the immune system, in my opinion.
Now, can you overdose on vitamin D3 or even a vitamin C or a B-complex? Can you take too much, Dr. Shuley?
Okay. If you take too much vitamin D3, it can cause problems with calcium and kidney. So if you, but I've been doing this, as I said, I'm sure that I've taken probably, in addition to 12 times a year, I'm 52 times a year taking 50,000. I've taken at least once or twice 150,000 several days in a row and never had a problem. Now, I did a study many years ago where we gave people 50,000 a day, and as long as you check the vitamin calcium level in your blood and stop if it gets too high, you'll be okay. The big problem is it can't increase calcium. Now, when you take this much vitamin, this much of D3, you do not need to add calcium in your diet. And, of course, one of the worst combinations is the mixture of calcium and magnesium because it interferes with the absorption of magnesium. You can't absorb magnesium out of the gut if it has calcium in the gut at the same time.
I'm looking at my vitamin D3 right now, my bottle, if you will, and it's a dosage of each tablet is 1,000 IU. I'm so used to talking milligrams and micrograms from my pharmaceutical era, but, I probably take... I probably take vitamins maybe once or twice a week. I don't take them every day. Now, I realize that, even though I'm 60 years old, and by the way, I identify as a 29-year-old, just so you know. even though I'm 60 years old, Dr. Shuley, I realize that when you get older, absorption and metabolism is another issue. So should people, regarding vitamins, incorporate that into their dosage regimen and take more or take it with food? I was always told that when you take your vitamins or medication with food, you're going to get better absorption. Your comment, please.
In general, that's true. Now, I actually take huge numbers of supplements. I often say I have been on vitamin supplementation since I was conceived. My mother was a natural gardener, type person, and I've never not been on B-complex and vitamin C in my entire life. I think, in general, you can take 1,000 milligrams a day as long as you get at least 10 or 20 milligrams of vitamin B-complex. But when you take the larger doses of C, you must take a little bit of increase, especially for B6. But I prefer B-complex. It's better to get it all, in my opinion. And it's safe. Now, I turned 88 2 weeks ago, and I still feel 26. And I've been on all this stuff, 88-plus years.
Well, Dr. Shuley, first of all, happy birthday. And second of all, how can you be almost 30 years older than me and identify as a 26-year-old when I identify as a 29-year-old? I'm sorry, that's unacceptable.
Sorry about that. I look upon 26 as a peak year of my life. That's the year I got married, and it was, certainly a peak year of my life, and I still feel that energetic, physically, mentally, emotionally.
Well, you certainly acted, that's for sure. The fact that you're still practicing, you're doing radio shows, you have a website. I mean, holy smokes, that's pretty darn doggone impressive for any age, Dr. Shealy. I'm going to mention a couple of articles here. Communist China successfully infiltrated vaccine giants Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and GlaxoSmithKline as part of basically part of an unrestricted infiltration process. And I have another article here that Merck plant, where COVID-19 vaccines will be manufactured, is a biohazard nightmare production. On the floor, there's blood, there's feces. I saw a picture of it. Now, before one of the breaks already, I also mentioned, and the music came up, the commercial came up, we didn't have a chance for you to comment. There's an article here, which I've talked about, liability immunity, which these pharmaceutical companies are asking for, like Pfizer and Moderna said, if you have severe vaccine side effects, the government won't compensate you for any damages as well. And then I finished it up, and I heard you laughing, where there's an article, these are all published articles in the public domain, where a man sued his parents, who's 42 years old, living in his parents' basement, and his parents threw away his porn collection. But the guy, the 42-year-old man living in his parents' basement, was successfully able to sue his parents for this so-called valued porn collection, but yet we can't even sue Big Pharma, who gets tons of grant money and money from the American people, taxpayers, for this destroying our body and our immune system. Can you please comment on that?
I hope that somehow goes to the Supreme Court, although I question the Supreme Court these days too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty scary, you know, especially when you have this Tennessee nurse fainting on camera. And boy, the excuses that came out from the powers that be, Dr. Shealy, it was unbelievable. In fact, even a French professor was thrown in the psych ward for questioning COVID-19 vaccines, who has a lot of credibility in that arena. See, we're getting to the point, like, you know, that little trust thing that you and I talked about earlier. It's getting to the point where when treason, sedition, espionage, and racketeering is a product the elite can buy in the store, how do we trust these people?
I don't.
We'll be right back, everybody.
If you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now, hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I am talking to Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at an article here. It's titled Peak COVID Stupidity. And yeah. And they're talking about the sources of spreading COVID in New York. And we all know New York and California has sold out to the communist agenda. And all these small businesses, especially restaurants, they're even their own data, this is their own data, they're saying that just a little over 1% of these sources that have spread in New York are from restaurants. And yet all these poor people are being told they can't work, they're being displaced, their small business is not essential. But yet the virus knows to attack people, Dr. Shealy, in small businesses, even though their own data says it doesn't, but the big corporations can stay open. Do you have a comment on that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, the important thing to me is they haven't even been certain unequivocally that they can actually identify this virus. That alone makes you wonder, how could you have it develop the vaccine if you don't know what the virus is?
Well, yeah, and even the so-called PCR test, and I think I have an article coming up where the WHO admits it's not effective, it's not valid. Basically, I have personally given many an article regarding how these PCR tests are 93 to 97% ineffective. That means right. There's no validity. You know, here's another article right here, and I basically glean the talking points out of a lot of these articles, Dr. Shealy. And New York Governor Cuomo, he was screaming for us not to gather in groups, make sure we're wearing masks, make sure we're 6 feet apart, make sure restaurants are closed, make sure small businesses are closed, make sure families break apart and they starve and they keep their kids out of school. But, Dr. Shealy, you know, I have to throw a little satire in here, and unfortunately, again, my disclaimer is these are published articles in the public domain, but Governor Cuomo has deemed Saturday Night Live as essential, and they're allowed to have a live audience, but everybody else has to wear masks, be 6 feet apart, have to have your restaurants and businesses closed, has to get rid of the word family, have to keep your kids out of school. But Saturday Night Live is essential. Your comment, Dr. Shealy.
I totally agree with everything except Cuomo. I question him above any other governor in the world. He's beyond an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
He's dangerous to your health.
Absolutely. I totally agree. In fact, Rand Paul recently came out, Republican senator from Kentucky, basically saying that, and he's a physician, as you know, it's Dr. Rand Paul. He's a practicing physician, and he does a lot of work for the little people and volunteers a lot of his services. And he talks about the public health purposes of the mask being, quote, all about submission, which I've mentioned this in the breaking of people's will many times. Your comment on that, Dr. Shealy, do you believe that Dr. Rand Paul is right regarding?
Absolutely. I agree with him totally. Fauci, in my opinion, is part of the evil empire. I wouldn't trust him to tell me the time of day.
You know, a lot of these so-called COVID patients and hospitalizations that they say is coming, where I have so much data that shows ICU and hospitals are actually on the decrease. And they're saying that over half of the growth is coming from two states, which are the two most communist governors, California and New York. And it's pretty obvious that when you connect the dots, Dr. Shealy, that there's a lot of hypocrisy, double standards, and mis- and false information for the purpose of the agenda. And that's very disturbing, if you ask me. Now, yeah, I want to mention some more articles, Dr. Shealy, and I want your comments. Dr. Birx, you know, I talk about double standards and hypocrisies all the time. Dr. Birx, which is basically Dr. Fauci's right-hand woman, she was telling everybody how you have to lock down, don't visit family, and she was just caught, a family member, and I want your comment after the break, she was just caught going to her family on Thanksgiving weekend and being around children and grandkids and all this stuff. It's really disgusting that they tell us what to do, but they don't practice what they preach. Your comment after the break. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.